This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On that missing Titanic submersible. So many people are glued to any information about that. We are too. And of course, we're going to get you up to date on that. Jack Teixeira. Hard for me to even say his name. I feel awful for his family, but worse for everybody else surrounding him. The alleged classified Pentagon document leaker was back in court. What's new on that? And temperatures so hot that a mailman actually dies in Dallas because of the heat and what it's now caused the grid to do in parts of Texas. Hey, everybody, just another day in paradise. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to jump around in a lot of interesting directions, too, to be sure. Plus your thoughts when we hit the ever-popular mailbag. And what's happening in the world of sports? You constantly ask me about that, so we're going to go to the man cave at the tail end of the hour. But first, it really is about what's happened with this submersible Titanic exploration crew. I mean, hopes are really fading fast. You know, you're looking at an area near Newfoundland, which is so wide and vast to search. You're talking about chop in the water that's up to 6 feet at times. And you're talking about lots and lots of fog, but yet so many people have jumped into the search. The U.S., there's other boats that have come along from other countries, a lot of people trying to help with radar and anything else that they can. But, you know, they had a 96-hour oxygen supply. There was conversation the other day about hearing the pinging, and the thoughts that they're trying to get word out. We're here, we're alive, bang, bang, bang. You have to think about this tube, how far down it could have gone to the ocean floor, most likely, which is 12,000 feet. That's where the Titanic rests off the coast of Newfoundland. And they're in a tube that I want you to think about this for a second, that would be like us going down in a sealed minivan, and there's five of us. It's a really, really tight quarters to go down in this. And so important what happens with that oxygen and what happens if something happens to the submersible, which is the theory of some people. Could it have gotten caught and not been able to get out of that situation? We don't know. We have no way of knowing it. We do know, like I mentioned, there's a multinational fleet of ships and planes, and they are combing this area. They are trying to find any signs of life of this sub, anything at all of this craft known as the Titan. And, you know, they got less than 10 hours of oxygen remaining. And there just is, we don't know. Is it on the seafloor? Is it somewhere in between? It's a mission impossible is really what it is. The banging got people excited that this was perhaps distress signals. But, you know, it could be phantom noises. I talked to somebody today who's an experienced boater, was in the Coast Guard. It could be phantom noises that you hear bouncing through the sea, which you hear. Anybody who's ever dived knows that sometimes you hear that. So you look at the limitation of time and where we are at this point. And let's hope that there is some sort of, because it's so remote, let's hope there's some sort of a miracle that can be pulled off. I would love to see it. So at this point, nothing. There is just nothing. We know more about the five passengers, a father and his son. There were people who had wanted to do this for a very long time. They knew, of course, the risks. They're pretty clear on that. The pilot of the submersible is the founder and CEO of OceanGate, which is the private research and tour company that's done about a dozen underwater expeditions since 2010. that company was created in 2009, and they had done these other dives to the Titanic wreck in the past 2 years. So this is somebody who was experienced. This is a guy who got his DC-8 type captain rating at United Airlines Jet Training Institute in the 80s when he was just 19 years old. So pilot, been all over the place, been in transportation, you know, on and on and on and on. And it's interesting because he was on CBS Sunday Morning. He did a segment on it. He was interviewed about 6 months ago or so. And he believed diving his submersible was not particularly dangerous, but he worried about something happening that would keep him from returning to the surface. You know, and when he was asked a lot of questions about it, he said, at the marvel of it, he said, you know, if you want to be safe, don't get out of bed. Don't get in your car. Don't do anything. There are risk rewards. So ocean exploration was absolutely what he wanted to do. And then you had a billionaire on this trip, Hamish Harding, who's another British aviation businessman, adventurer, had set world records for deep sea travel, all of that. So it's natural that he would want to do something like this. And then you had a 77-year-old French Navy commander who is the director of underwater research for a media and exhibition company whose affiliate, RMS Titanic, is the exclusive steward of the wreckage. So naturally, that's where he's going to go too, as well. And then rounding things out, you know, father and a son who were on this trip, Shahzad Dawood and his son Sulman, they were on the expedition, his son 19 years old. They're out of Pakistan. And these are the people on this submersible who are fighting for air that we know of. I mean, we don't, again, know any of the details. I said to somebody today, because people are glued to this, fascinated by it, the world, not just the U.S. People are listening to us in other countries, and I know we've gotten emails from people. People are listening and paying attention and watching, and fingers crossed, it's, you know, kind of united everyone in this thought of, wow, are they going to get out of this? Will we know what happened if they don't? Because that was the conversation I had today. Well, is this going to be a disappearing situation where maybe you eventually find it? That's the scale of this search. That's still a search, and it's about rescuing, but will it turn into something else? Hope is definitely, definitely fading in this situation, you know, without a doubt. And, of course, now there are all kinds of stories that are coming out about the problems of the possibilities of something happening, and that there were some that warned about the pressurization inside it and what could happen in certain situations. But there were successful trips that had been made. So at this point, that's where it sits, and we don't know, you know, what happens after that. Coming up next, we still don't know the fate of the young man who was in court today, who now is the alleged classified documents leaker who's now pled not guilty. But what happened in that courtroom? I got that coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
But before we get there, there's the Supreme Court Justice Alito trip. Ooh, a lot of people buzzing about this. So what does that mean? Now there's this whole ethics thing with the Supreme Court because of Justice Thomas. There was that idea of, okay, we're going to get in front of all of this and just let people know that there is this ethics deal as far as the Supremes are concerned. Let me explain that a little bit further. So Sam Alito, one of our Supreme Court justices, right? Three branches of government. You all know it. Why do we care about the Supreme Court? Highest court in the land. Could affect what happens with you, with me, in futuristic things from A to Z, really, when it comes to health, when it comes to the environment, when it comes to so many things that are challenged in our highest court. So a lot of scrutiny over Justice Alito, and he is feeling the heat. He doesn't like to be challenged like this, so he wrote an op-ed column to defend a luxury, there's the money, luxury fishing trip to Alaska years ago that was partially financed by a politically active billionaire. So pretty easy to find this out. You can, you can unearth these kinds of things, but it hadn't come up. There's legislation that's out there to tighten ethics rules for the justices, like I said, because of what had bubbled up about Clarence Thomas a few months ago. Now, this situation with Alito, although there doesn't seem to be a lot of interest in changing anything with the high court, at least with the Senate Judiciary Committee, the chair even Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, said his panel would consider legislation after the Senate returns from its 4th of July recess. But there's not a big push to make this happen right this second, but they're gonna talk about it. Anyway, the situation with him is the fact that it was back in 2008, it was a hedge fund manager, Paul Singer, flew Alito to King Salmon Lodge. It's a very, very, very exclusive fishing resort in a very remote corner of Alaska that charges $1,000 a day. If the justice chartered the plane himself, the cost would have been $100,000 each way. Each way. So in his op-ed column on the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the column, you know, he talks about that he wasn't required to report the fishing trip on his annual disclosure form because he didn't do it, or to recuse himself from cases before the court that involved Singer, because that's the controversy. There were cases that came before the court that involved this billionaire, and he said, it was my judgment that these facts would not cause a reasonable and unbiased person to doubt my ability to decide matters in question impartially. And then there was this. He said, well, the seat would have been empty anyway. Oh, he could have, like, left out the seat would have been empty anyway. So that's not, that part's not a good argument. It would have been vacant if I didn't take it. So, you know, this is the thing. Justices, I guess, at the time didn't think that they were required to disclose the provision of accommodations and transportation for social events. And this is one social event. Look, I looked this place up. I'm not much of a person who fishes. I have gone, but I would go. Right? I mean, it's incredible. It is mind-blowing beautiful. It is a slice of heaven that you're not even getting near unless you have some serious, serious cash. So we don't have to go through everything that happened with Clarence Thomas, the other justice, and how this came up and how he was on super yachts and private jets from Harlan Crow, who's a prominent Republican donor, and didn't disclose them. And he said he was advised by colleagues and others in the judiciary that he didn't have to report the gifts. So this is the thing. Just clear up the confusion, right? Just spell it out for him so we don't have to hear about vacant seats or nobody was going to get on this luxury travel super yacht if I wasn't there or whatever it is. Just put something out there, have a code of ethics, and push forward. Because who knows what comes next, right? Who knows? Because the Supreme Court is an appointment for life. You know, there is no process for misconduct complaints or binding ethics policy at all. There isn't. Look, they are not allowed to accept gifts from anyone with business before the court. And until recently, the judicial branch had not clearly defined an exemption for gifts considered personal hospitality. So even doing this, they got to pull this apart because they didn't think that it was something they had to report. And look, I said it before, this is the highest court in the land. You could say, meh, am I worried? You have to be worried about what that means. You have to be worried about who's sitting in that seat, because people, this is the highest court in the land. I mean, you think about that. And you think about the rulings that you would be surprised that affect. I guarantee there's some rulings that have happened that in with all of us, connected to all of us, there's something that would affect you. Now, it could be a positive. It could be a ruling that positively affects you in some way you don't even realize, or negatively. It doesn't have to be the most obvious, more publicity-generating rulings. It could be something you're just not even thinking about. So just define this. Spell it out for everybody so they know. Because these appointments are for life. What are gifts? What does that entail? What does that mean? Revise the rules, whatever you need to do to make this happen so there is no murkiness surrounding it. I don't think there's murkiness in this case about the 21-year-old Massachusetts native who was indicted by a grand jury earlier this month. Now it's about pleading not guilty to federal charges. So what does that mean? It means that on Wednesday he goes before a judge, which he did, and he entered the pleas after he was indicted on these six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Now, each count is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. So he's handcuffed. He was wearing his orange jail jumpsuit, and his family was there. They were in the gallery at the start of the hearing. He was at the defense table next to his lawyers, and he just kind of leaned into the mic and said, "Not guilty, Your Honor," after the judge read every single count. The judge denied a defense request to reconsider his detention order because they were hoping that he would not be detained, you know, that it could be sort of one of those house things. And he's been behind bars since April, since he was arrested on charges stemming from the most consequential intelligence leak in years. And remember, last month they ruled he had to stay in jail while the case plays out because they decided releasing him, or the judge did, would pose a risk that he would attempt to flee the country or obstruct justice in some way. His family released a statement saying they remain committed as ever to supporting him. They said the important thing is Jack will now have his day in court, and that they were hopeful that he would be getting the fair and just treatment that he deserves. His attorney has said his client's going to answer the charges and be judged by fellow citizens. Well, that's the whole thing with the trial, right? And you know the history of this. He's accused of sharing classified military docs about Russia's war in Ukraine, other sensitive national topics on Discord, a social media platform popular with people playing online games. They all know it. And this is a kid who enlisted in the Air National Guard in 2019 and began around January sharing these military secrets with other Discord users. Wow, I've got one of those bugs. First, by typing out a classified document. And then, drink water, sharing photographs. So, wow. On that note, coming up next, mailbag.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Search efforts for the missing sub used to explore the Titanic are intensifying. Underwater noises were heard, but the Coast Guard said searches haven't yielded any results. Crews have been searching for the sub since it was reported overdue on Sunday. Congress will start from scratch in regulating rapidly evolving artificial intelligence technology, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I laid out my ideas about a comprehensive framework Congress can use to supercharge AI innovation in a safe and responsible way.
He introduced potential AI regulations and outlined expert forums to guide Congress. A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Yes, you're in the mail bag. And thanks to the mascot of the show, Guinness, he ran out and got me some water, so everything is good. I got this from Kelly, who says, Kate, Mega, what's it up to? And you all know what Mega is. Mega Millions. Mega Millions. Nobody claimed the huge jackpot last time around. It is $320 million. So if you were to win on Friday, and that was the amount, the cash option would be $167.7 million. And it's interesting, what could you buy for that amount of money? There was a story today that came out all over the place about a piece of property that is up for sale, and it's in the billionaire bunker, and it's an area in Biscayne Bay. It's a 300-acre island, has about 30 homes, got a country club and a golf course. The one house that's up for sale would set you back $85 million. But seven bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, and there you would be on that little slice of paradise with nothing in common with your neighbors, Tom Brady, Ivanka Trump, and Julio Iglesias. But you would live in the same area that they live in. Unbelievable. $85 million. Yeah, that's the Mega Million, though. Okay, so we move on from that question to this from Joe, who says, Kate, you know, it has been so ridiculously hot here in Oklahoma City. I know people are talking about Texas, people are talking about Louisiana, and I heard you mention, thank you, Oklahoma and Oklahoma City, because we're feeling the heat, too. And I know that there are other places in the South and Southwest that are getting the triple digits. It's been just oppressive. It honestly makes you lose your mind and want to just move. I love living here. I grew up here and moved back a couple of years ago. But seriously, anything to keep yourself cool. And it's tough because people are messing with the thermostats. And then, of course, we get these notices to not do that for the concern that it could all go kaput because there'd be too much demand. I think our system isn't quite as bad as what Texas would have, but we're part of that 40 million on these high alerts. Just wanted you to know that, and thank you for mentioning us. Yeah, New Mexico's in the middle of that, too. Because of these high temperatures, you know, where like in San Angelo, 110 degrees, they're talking about even some places with humidity, it feels as high as 122 degrees, which is crazy to think of that. But it's so bad. There was a postal worker who died while working in Dallas because of that. And this was at a place called Lakewood. I know that area well. It's kind of near where I used to live. And the Postal Service just put out a little press release, if you will, saying that they were saddened by the loss of life that was suffered by a Lakewood post office letter carrier, and that our thoughts are with the family, friends, and colleagues. But it's, you know, that heat illness prevention thing. And, you know, USPS, like others where you're outside a lot, they have one of those programs for employees, and they do mandatory heat-related and safety training. And that's one of the, I think sometimes that's one of those things, I don't know what happened to this carrier, but where you're, if you've ever had this happen to you, where you think you're okay, you think you're hydrated enough, how many glasses of water did you have, or you're walking around with a water jug, but boy, you would be surprised at how much it takes and just how easy it is for that to happen. Just my little quick story about that. I was covering the Dallas Cowboys and was like new to the whole thing. And it was in Austin, Texas. It was where they used to, for a very short time period, they used to train there. And, of course, I was running around. I was in good shape. I was running around doing interviews with the guys, and talking to people, and I was fine. And I was never a huge water drinker, and I had a little bit of water. I had a bottle of water with me, and I thought I was fine. And, boy, did I get heat stroke almost. I was so ill. At night it hit me, and it was awful. It's scary, scary awful. So I learned my lesson there. So when you think you're hydrated enough, get those electrolytes and throw more into it. And that's just a sad, sad story. And thanks, Joe, for throwing in that there's more than Texas, and there's all those places I mentioned that are 40 million people in all, like you said. Wow. Pretty crazy. All right, this one is from Bob. Bob says, hey, Kate, I know you were talking about this, and I think you're from the area. I'm from Philly originally. My mom lives in the Northeast. And, you know, the good news is you were talking about that I-95 area and that collapse that happened with the truck where they had petroleum in the truck, the driver, and it set that area on fire, basically, and collapsed a big portion of where people commute. It's surprising because people thought it's going to be down for months, but I guess it's, my mom told me it's up and going. So how about that? Yeah, they had a collapsed highway. So for people who know, I-95 is a major area up and down parts of the East Coast, and they have a temporary fix of it, and they did it in warp speed. I guess they worked round the clock to make that happen, and this was because of that tanker truck that caught fire underneath, and they were saying initially, oh, it's going to take, you know, the people, the doubters, it's going to take months to do this. But they figured out a way to not have the traffic so snarled up for a long time, because it would have created supply chain problems. That's one of the nation's biggest busiest and biggest corridors, so it would have been tough to constantly try to figure out a way to go around that, because you've got about 2,000 miles from Maine to Florida, and that stretch, about 160,000 drivers hit it each day, and they're still working on what else they have to put there, but it's fine and passable, and they moved quickly to be able to have that happen so that the lanes could still flow in both directions, and they could rebuild outside the lanes and then work on the permanent inner lanes. So good for them to figure out how to do that, because it didn't take that long. I mean, less than a handful of weeks. Wow. That's something to be proud of, and thank goodness, because of the problems that would have caused. All right, we move on to this one from Mac, who says, Kate, what do you think about RFK now being a presidential candidate and what he's saying? Of course, everybody knows his stance on vaccines and whatnot, and obviously, you know, the Kennedy name, and he's got some high-profile media appearances under his belt. But I guess in some of these polls, he's not showing much of a dent in Biden's lead, but he's at least showing up. Yeah, it's funny you brought up the polls, because I was looking at a survey. It's really a survey from Quinnipiac University, and he had 17 versus Biden, who had 70%, right? And he's out there speaking. He's definitely been a critic of America's involvement in supporting Ukraine from Russia's invasion. He refers to it as a proxy war, and he puts that out on Twitter and whatnot. And with the economy, he talks about cutting the cost of the military and, you know, slicing the military budget from about $600 billion to $200 billion a year. And then he talks about other things like rebuilding industrial infrastructure. He talks about offshoring. And he also talks about vaccines. You know, it was back in 2005 where he talked about childhood vaccines and autism, and went into the whole thing about that. And now, of course, all these years later, at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, he talked about that as well. And in fact, had a controversial comment where he said, even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps to Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. And he was talking about traveling, talking about comparing restrictions like those on travel to Nazi Germany. And so then he apologized for that and said he was trying to use examples of past heinous things to show the perils from new technology of control. So it's interesting. He's definitely attracted a growing base of support among far-right figures, right? So not people are thinking, well, Democrat, but no. I mean, he has. He's been on the Joe Rogan Experience, that podcast, as a guest a couple of different times, and he just was back on Rogan again. So he's making some noise, and he has kind of stayed away from the vaccine thing on the campaign trail and talked about other things. I mean, on Twitter, he talks about being in favor of immigration and closing the border. So go figure. All right, that's the mailbag. You can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're heading into the man cave next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's time to
invade the bad game.
I hope you do hang out with us. So many of you always ask me, hey, what's the skinny on what's going on with the NBA? What else is happening in the world of sports? It is the great escape for many of us, isn't it? How about the Wizards? They do a three-way deal with the Celts and Grizzlies that will send Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, Kristaps Porzingis to the Celts, and Tyus Jones to the Wizards. Ooh, that broke on ESPN, and I happen to see it. I think that is probably a really good trade. If I look at a couple of things like Porzingis to the Celts, it seems like that would be a little bit of a missing piece, depending on what you can get out of him as far as two-way. And for the Wizards, I think it makes a lot of sense. Of course, some of this is dealing with getting ready for the draft and figuring out who's going where. That's what you do. You got to war room it, and that was a war room decision for sure. I don't think this is a war room decision. I think this is just good play in baseball. Although lineups are something that are pretty big that the manager does and will shake things up in a couple of different directions, and it can really change the fate and fortunes of a team in Major League Baseball. When it works, it works. Or someone's hitting a little bit differently. Jake Fraley hit a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning. So the Reds are so hot. They have the majors' best winning streak, 11 games. They rallied past the Rockies 5-3, and that was a three-game sweep. They've been fun to watch. I've watched a little bit of the highlights. They lead the NL Central, and this is interesting because in 2022, they lost 100 games. They lost 100 games. So this is good. The Reds' winning streak is the club's longest since 12 in 1957. So people are getting excited about Cincinnati, and especially coming off of the year that they had last year. But that's what, you know, baseball is one of those things. It is a marathon, not a sprint. And that is for sure, because you can get hot. You take a couple of series here or there and it makes a big difference. Just ask the Tampa Bay Rays. They're at the Trop. They're home in St. Petersburg, Florida. They beat the Orioles 7-2. And the Rays are 52-25 on the season. They had their own little win streak that started off in the beginning of the year. People were paying attention to that for sure. Tough team in the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays knocked off the Marlins 6-3. They're a fun team to watch. The Cubs beat the Pirates 8-3. And, you know, the Cubs, you look at what the Cubs have done this year, and Kyle Hendricks pitched into the seventh inning, which that's a quality start. And then he got the runs behind it, and that helped, obviously. So Chicago has won 8 of 9 overall, giving the Cubs some serious momentum heading into a weekend series against big-time rivals St. Louis, where they're going to be in London, England, starting on Saturday. So how about that? Wonder how the Brits will like baseball. You know, anything that goes overseas, anything American that goes overseas sports-wise, if nothing else, there's the curiosity factor. There's the expats, the Americans that are there. They always, always draw people out. Always. It's really surprising. It would be surprising if they didn't, but I'm certain that they will. Okay, a couple of other things to throw in. They won the World Series. They beat my Phils last year. And they beat the Mets 10-8 at Minute Maid Park in Houston. They get a lot of fan support. It's a fun place, actually, to see a game. And Houston fell behind early in this game, 4-2. So they came back to win this. They're trying to get their own little streak going. But nonetheless, they're picking up wins. I mean, it's their 41st win of the season, so they're kind of trying to pick up where they left off. And both teams are off now Thursday. Houston opens up a series at the Dodgers on Friday night, and that's always a big one. There's a lot of it's kind of cantankerous. They're a new rival, I would say, in the last handful of years. So Houston is still, of course, a team to watch, as they have been. They got over the cheating scandal, moved on from that, and they still are, I mean, they are a tough club to beat. The Yankees knocked off the Mariners 4-2, the final score in that one. The Bronx Bombers picked up their 41st win. And the Yankees are one of those teams, you either love to love them or love to hate them. There doesn't seem to be much in between. You can travel anywhere and you'll see Yankees hats, and they're not New Yorkers. People that are necessarily New Yorkers are people that like the logo, like the idea of the Yankees, know who the Yankees are, you know, whatever the reason is. But it was Johnny Brito who pitched a career-high 5 2/3 scoreless innings in a big return to the majors, and that was part of the reason that the Yankees were successful. You got to get that combination of give me the runs at the right time and give me the good pitching, and that's what he did. He got a nice ovation And the crowd was happy to see him back. If you can deal with the New York crowd and you can deal with the ups and downs of winning and losing there, it's probably a really good place to play. If you are not good at dealing with the crowds and the up and down, then it's probably a really tough place to play. There's always news in the NFL, and we're getting closer to training camp. And when training camps open, it becomes more intensified, of course, because it's about watching to see who's going where, and there's rumors about who might be moved, and then people get into their own fantasy football drafts, and that becomes another part of the element of watching, you know, watching the sport in general. So there's a lot of conversation about Tom Brady and his connection now to the Raiders, having a piece of the Raiders. And so the Raiders are entering a very new era because they don't have their longtime quarterback, Derek Carr. They opted to release him in the offseason. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo, who had success with the 49ers. And then they have this quarterback, oh yeah, that's in the wings, Tom Brady. And he says, when he's asked, he is retired. He is retired for good. He's not going to play anymore. Just because he bought a small piece of the Raiders franchise, there's all this little bit, anyway, of speculation. But if there were, I don't know, injuries, I don't know, would Brady step in and quarterback? Would he step in and do it? I think it's still a question that's going to hang out there in the balance, right? He might be 100% done playing football, but if he's in the Raiders building and he's in good shape, I'm just saying, I don't know. I hope he doesn't do that, right? Done is done is done. Just leave it alone. Because he's the shadow of his former self. Why would you even do that? Sad story for the Steeler fans. Linebacker Clark Hagans died at 46 years old. And he was a Super Bowl winning player. He played 13 seasons in the NFL. And the Steelers, of course, because it started to get out, confirmed his death. One of his biggest career highlights, I can remember this, was sacking opposing quarterback Matt Hasselbeck on the first drive of a huge Super Bowl where the Steelers went on to win the championship against the Seattle Seahawks 21-10. He was drafted in the fifth round by the Steelers out of Colorado State back in 2000, spent eight seasons in Pittsburgh, and again won a Super Bowl during his time in black and gold. That's it for the Man Cave. The music means we got to dance off the stage for this hour. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends. This is the way.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.